The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Anyway, let's start with a Road Safety Authority survey yesterday showing that road deaths increased during the pandemic and despite the reduction in the volumes of traffic, and also showing, which is most relevant to our discussion, that over 4 in 5 road deaths occur on rural roads where there's a speed limit of 80 kilometres per hour. Michael Sheridan, a motoring journalist, joins us. And Michael, it does strike me that many of the speed limits on our rural roads, narrow rural roads at 80 kilometres per hour, are ridiculously high. Do many of them need to be brought down significantly?
Well, I think the key word to look at is limit. It's a limit, not a target. Too many people treat it as a target. And in all fairness, you know, any road with a bend, a country road with a bend, or you know, can have grass growing up the middle of the road. If you see a bend coming up, you'd be insane to do 80 kilometres an hour unless the road was closed and you were a rally driver in a specially prepared car and you had superhuman skills. So we have a blanket system of speed limits on our roads. We have a huge amount of rural and back roads, B roads, C roads, boreens, roads. I'm sure you could find woolly mammoths at the end of it. We really have an extraordinary amount of roads which would be far short of our national network of motorway and dual carriageway, which are incredibly safe roads in the main. So we have to get around this thing of looking at speed limits as targets, and that if you see an 80 kilometres per hour sign, you go at that speed. That is the limit. Common sense has to prevail. And what this report showed most of all, and it really sort of shook me, was the fact that people's attitudes are so poor in this country towards their safety and the safety of other road users.
Okay, but surely we know that there's always going to be a minority who will break the rules. So to get them, you have to reduce the limits and the rules to try and at least make them think that they might go a little bit over 50 rather than going a little bit over 80.
Well, you see, people will tend to go with the flow. You only have to look at the sort of the mass civil disobedience you'll see on our dual carriages and motorways during the rush hour in the morning. And actually, even though the rush hours have dramatically reduced, they're still there. And people will go with the flow of traffic, and roads will generally hold a certain sort of speed, and people will generally go at that. The trouble is when you take a road in isolation and somebody isn't paying attention to their driving and how they're making progress on the road, that's when the problem happens. It's all about the driver making sure they can stop safely and can control the vehicle in a safe manner. So the limits are there as a guide, and there's plenty of 80 kilometre roads which can hold a much higher speed than that. And that's not, you know, I'm not being sensationalist there. There are lots of roads which can hold a higher speed than the 80 kilometre limit which is set. But there's also a drastic and a terrible amount of boreens and back roads which have a posted 80 kilometre per hour sign. But it's really the driver who's driving that road, and it's up to them to make sure that they don't collide with anything. I mean, it's that thing of, we have to take ownership ourselves and up our standards and pay more attention when we're driving to help reduce the carnage on our roads.
Listener says, is any wonder, given the disgraceful conditions of our rural roads and the modern practice of letting the sides of them get completely overgrown, says Eamon in Kilkenny.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, this time of year, if you're on a rural road, you know, agriculture, there's farm vehicles out there, ditches, hedges, they grow, and they grow at a really fast rate. And farmers are busy trying to tend to their crops and so on. And the last thing they're doing is cutting ditches, and you can't cut hedges at the moment now because of bird life and wildlife and so on. So the state of our rural roads, they're really not fit for purpose for the fleet of vehicles and the people that are using them. And so many people are using their cars since COVID and everything else on these rural roads. So it's, again, it's back to the driver to take responsibility.
But Michael,
now the trouble is,
it also strikes me that for an awful lot of people, they end up on these rural roads now because of Google Maps. Just having had an experience of that recently, of taking a route to get from point A down the country to point B in an area that I didn't know. So suddenly, rather than being sent along dual carriageways, it was cross country across an awful lot of these roads. And whatever about staying well under the limit ourselves, being worried about the cars coming towards us, which seem to be going way, way faster.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you've got settings buried deep in your Google Maps and your Apple Maps, in whatever sat nav you're using with your phone. Most people pair their phone to their car and will use the settings that way. Your car navigation has a system as well where you can choose the type of route you choose. So you can have economical, you can have fast, you can have shortest. And frequently, you have no idea what way those routes are going to take you. And the reality is you have to do a bit of homework with your navigation systems to make sure that you find yourself on decent roads. And let's not forget, they will always find another route. If you see a laneway to your left and you say there's grass growing up the middle of that, I'm not turning up that. If you keep driving on, the navigation will work out another route for you. So you don't have to blindly follow navigation. And even in the driving test in the UK, navigation and using your satellite navigation is part of the driving test. So it's a changing world. But yes, you can easily find yourself down these roads. And, you know, your biggest fear is that you meet yourself coming in the other direction. And that's the thing of driving to the conditions, driving to the road. If you can't see far enough around the corner to be able to stop safely, you are going too fast. So you have to adapt to the road conditions and the road you find yourself on. It's personal responsibility. It's the core of all traffic law in Ireland. You must be able to stop without hitting anything. That's the key thing.
Michael Sheridan, thank you for joining us. A couple of listener comments. I live in Oldcastle. The road into it is 80 kilometres per hour, but the surface is a disgrace. You couldn't do 80 on it. Many accidents due to drivers avoiding holes and bumps. Another one though says, this argument makes me livid. Just reduce the speed on narrow local roads. End of. They're full of blind bends.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.